Police in Harare on Wednesday arrested a city councillor and fired tear gas to disperse hundreds of people who had come to City Hall to hear an address by the mayor of Harare, Elias Mudzuri. Trouble started when Michael Laban, a councillor in the mayor's office, protested to police for preventing people from getting into City Hall to hear the address by Mayor Mudzuri. Though some people managed to get into the meeting, the police kept hundreds of others outside. The mayor, a member of the opposition Movement for Democratic Change, was speaking about city problems, such as its constant water shortages. When police handcuffed Mr. Laban, the crowd started booing and a bottle was thrown in their direction. They reacted by firing tear gas canisters into the crowd. As the people started to run away, the police followed, hitting them with batons. The violence lasted about half an hour. After the crowd was able to flee, the police went off with Mr. Laban in their custody. There is no word of his whereabouts. Like Mr. Mudzuri, Mr. Laban is a member of the Movement for Democratic Change. He was elected councillor in March 2002 in the same election that brought Mayor Mudzuri into City Hall. Harare is an opposition stronghold. In the March elections, the Movement for Democratic Change won 44 of the city's 45 wards. The opposition also controls Bulawayo, Zimbabwe's second city. The Mugabe government has made no secret of its irritation that the opposition controls the country's two biggest cities. Mayor Mudzuri earlier this month was jailed for 2 days for holding a meeting in a Harare township. Police say they arrested him because he didn't have permission to hold the meeting. The mayor argues that he does not need permission to hold meetings with the people who voted him into office. A police spokesperson says the mayor is using the meetings to further the agenda of the Movement for Democratic Change. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, Harare.